Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life with a new topic, prayer, and task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Well, happy Monday. Our topic for today is the mid-year checkup. The mid-year checkup. 2017 is halfway gone. Can you believe it? Are you on track with your goals? Our scripture for today is Habakkuk. This is in the Old Testament, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I encourage you to tune in live with me Monday through Friday by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or tune in live from our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. You can also learn more about me, hear prior morning motivation broadcasts, and contact me at feeldfire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's get ready and eat some hot breakfast. I'm going to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and I am reading from the KJV. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Come on and praise the Lord for his word, wherever you are this morning. What is our topic for today? The mid-year checkup, 2017. It is halfway gone. We're in June, folks. Are you on track with your goals? Now, in that word that we read for today, we focused on how the Lord gave directives to write the vision for whatever it is that's supposed to be happening, whatever it is that the Lord has ordained within your life, whatever you are planning, not only spiritually, but naturally, that you have to write the vision and not only write it, but write it in such a way that it is plain upon the tablets or upon your laptop, upon your desktop, in your journal, wherever it is that you write down where you're going for this year and next year, that one-year plan, that five-year plan, make it plain so that when you read it, the Lord said, you can run with it. You can move forward with it and not be a stagnant or regressive person as opposed to someone who is progressive. So God has established the precedent for how we move forward, and that is to memorialize in writing where we're going so that it stays in front of us at all times. Now, memorializing something is not foreign to us. When you are with someone or you're at an event, you pull out your cell phones and you memorialize that. You take pictures, you share them on social media. Why? Because the memorialization is the best evidence that situation occurred when you are about to get married or you're going on a honeymoon or you to some fantastic place. What do? You take pictures of the tickets that you've purchased before you even get there, or you go ahead and set up your wedding registry despite the fact that the wedding has not yet occurred. Why? The memorialization of it is the best evidence and the best reminder, the best encourager, and the best corroboration for you that the event is going to occur, that you have put steps in place, that your faith is evidenced as being active by your works. That's the best evidence. So you memorialize it. It keeps the promise and the goal in front of you at all times. Well, this is what we're talking about today. We are halfway through 2017, and some of us have not done anything differently than what we did in 2016, despite desiring different results. Now, you know that anecdote about insanity, right? It's doing the same thing over and over, yet expecting some kind of different outcome. Some of you at the beginning of this year decided or decreed that you will have better outcomes in your health, in your marriage, with your children, on your jobs. You will get an additional degree, or you will complete a degree that you started but never finished, or you will save more money. Some of you decreed that this will be the year that you buy your first home or a new home. Some of you decreed that this will be the year that you save a certain amount of money, or that you go on your first out or international trip. Some of you decreed that this is the year that you focus more on yourself, your own health, your own emotional well-being. But you, right now, we're doing the mid-year checkup and you haven't done anything. Why? Because you did not put the vision in front of you. Now, all of you know that when we started 2017, I gave you my goal for this year, my vision statement. I spent the last 100 days of 2016 taking you through the last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge, to help you and to help me get prepared to live our best lives beginning in 2017. If you missed that challenge, you can hear every day of it on the website. Go to PhilDFire.com, the morning motivation page. Click the archives, and there's a link at the top of the page that will allow you to go back to the 2016 Last 100 Days Remove All Clutter Challenge. At that time, the morning motivation broadcast did not exist. But after we got through the end of 2016, the Lord then placed it upon my heart to start the morning motivation broadcast, This Hot Breakfast for Your Soul, to keep you on track and to keep me on track. So in the year 2016, I taught you how to write your vision, and I broke it down into 5 components: spiritually, relationally, which included your family, professionally, financially, and health and recreation. If you do not know how to write the vision statement and to make it plain, because I took it all the way down into writing one overarching goal and then breaking that down into sub-goals for each category, I encourage you to go back and listen to the broadcast on days 18 down to days 14, which would be December 12th through December 16th of the last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, because I broke down, first of all, the overarching goal, how to develop your goal into one sentence. And then I broke down each category or each element in one day's broadcast. Do you remember what my goal was? That this year I was going to be what? A happily married, multimillionaire, effective minister of the gospel, advocate for souls, and I was also going to be a reconciliator of my family or an advocate for criminal justice reform, who would take at least two major trips this year. Well, I can tell you that I have already been blessed to be that reconciliator for my family. Over Memorial Day weekend, I was in Texas at my nephew's graduation and was able to pray with my family, and I've been able to be a reconciliator. I have continued to be an advocate for criminal justice reform. I'm an attorney, and criminal defense is one of my main practice areas. I have never pled out a client. I've never had a client to this point in criminal defense who's gotten a withhold of adjudication, who's gotten probation, who's been convicted guilty, and I've never entered a no contest plea. I always go in entering a not guilty and a demand for jury trial, and God has blessed me to date to successfully represent every one of my clients. And then I have planned my two trips. I'll be going to the Bahamas. That's already been planned out this year, and I will be attending the national NAACP conference in July, as well as the national COGIC conference in November. So the only two things which really remain at this point are for me to get married and the multimillionaire status. And I tell you, God is a God of miracles, so I won't let down. I remind you of that to remind you that you need to get on task regarding your goals. We've just read what the Lord told us in Habakkuk, but I also remind you of what he said in Proverbs 29 and 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. When you have no vision, you're a person who's just walking around like someone fighting the wind, like a chicken with its head cut off, because you don't know where you're going. You don't get into your car to go to a new destination and not turn on your GPS or not have planned or mapped this out or not have called the person at the receiving end, the destination end, to obtain directions, because otherwise you'll just be lost. You'll be spinning your wheels. You'll be wasting time. You'll be wasting gas. You'll be wasting the health and maintenance of your vehicle. Well, this is the same way it is in life. Life is not a dress rehearsal. You only get one life. Don't wake up at 65, 75, 80 years old and regret the fact that you never accomplished anything substantial that you planned in life. You didn't even have a bucket list, or you had the list and you couldn't cross anything out because you are off, because you continued to allow yourself to be distracted from your purpose and your destiny in life. Listen, get on track. It is June of this year. Do not wait until December of this year to find yourself remorseful and regretful because you didn't do anything different, nothing better, nothing that improved nor enhanced your life, the lives of your family, the lives of people around you, because all you did was sit back and wait, be a couch potato, and now you're waiting until 2017 to plan for 2018, the same things you should have done in 2017, which you had already planned really in 2016, that you didn't do because you wouldn't do it in 2015. How long will you live life aimlessly? This is the middle of the year. Get yourself on track. If you're wanting to save more money, start saving now. Don't get to Christmas and then you don't have any money to buy anything and you go into debt and you keep repeating the cycle. Don't get to the end of the year and you haven't lost any weight. You're not happier. Your health is not better. You're not in a better relationship. Your marriage is not enhanced. You're not saving souls. Don't live a couch potato, aimless life. You only got one. Our time has run out. Let's get ready to go into prayer. I want you to make sure you join me throughout the rest of this week, because the Lord has just laid it on my heart for me to do the teaching again, to where I break down each of those elements, how to do this plan, so that you will know how to do it and get yourself on track, because we are those people who are always moving forward. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Wherever you are, just begin to magnify the Lord. This is another week, another Monday that God has given you. Who is like our God? Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. What can we do but honor you today? We know that we did not merit another day, but Father, you have been so gracious, so loving, so forgiving, so merciful that you have breathed into us the breath of life, and you have expanded our lungs. And we thank you this morning, Father, for another opportunity to make the vision plain, to live out our purpose and our destiny within the earth. Father, this morning we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you create in us a clean heart. We ask, Father, that you renew us, refresh us on this morning motivation broadcast with a fresh rain, a fresh anointing. Give us your latter rain. Father, we just magnify you because we are more than conquerors this morning. Now, Lord, forgive our laziness. Forgive our procrastination. Forgive our doubt, our disbelief, whatever the factors are which have impeded, interfered with, intervened, mooted, or overcome our faith. We repent right now. We ask for forgiveness right now. We are rather God from this point forward going to write the vision. We're going to pray for the vision if we don't know it. And for those of us who do know it, we are going to get on our game. We're going to get motivated and excited about doing what you have called us to do because souls are hanging in the balance. That includes our souls, our families, the people we love. They're waiting on us to get excited and motivated, purposed and impassioned about living out our purpose within the earth. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone on this broadcast. Touch them, bless them, anoint them, excite them, renew them, rejuvenate them, refocus them, including me. In Jesus' name, we count it done. And what shall we say, everyone? Amen. I'm going to give an altar call, and then we're going to have to end because we've run out of time. If you're listening to this broadcast and you are not saved, or you are backslidden, or you are saved, you are a Christian, but you have been lax on doing what God has ordained. You haven't been working out your vision or even written a vision. I want you to repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come right now in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of all my sins. I repent of my sins. I ask you, Lord, hallelujah, to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Jesus, I confess that I am saved. Now, Jesus, I confess that I am rededicated. Now, Jesus, I confess that I will no longer be a procrastinator. In Jesus' name, everyone say amen. We welcome you to the kingdom of God, or we welcome you back, or we praise God because you will no longer be a lazy couch potato. Listen, set your alarm to join me live here at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every day this morning. Call in 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss this live, it will be posted every day on my website at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can listen from your desktop, your laptop, your cell phone. You can share this with others. Get your family together, and you guys make your vision plan together, okay? It's not too late. And that website is feeldfire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, our topic for this morning is mid-year checkup. 2017's halfway gone. Are you on track with your goals? Your task for today is to go check your vision statement and get back on track if you're not on track. And for those of you who have not established the vision statement, to make sure you tune in to this broadcast tomorrow so you can learn how to do it. All right, I love you. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't be a couch potato. 2017 is your year. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.